Gary, what looked very promising, you know, in the first
half, you're going to be on the break leading by six, you know, to end up losing the game by 4 points. You're probably hugely disappointed with perhaps the second half performance.
Yeah, very disappointing, all right, but look, we have no complaints. Probably the first half, that's where we lost the game, really. I think we were six ahead then. We should have been a lot more ahead than that. Like, you know, yeah. that's the game there, like, you know, so, you know.
Funny you should say the first half, but I suppose the talk of the game will be probably the statistics that you missed maybe more than you scored throughout the whole game. And, you know, when you look at it and you go back to the drawing board, like, 15 wides overall.
Aye, 15 wides. You're not going to want an Ulster semi-final 15 wides. It's not going to happen. Like, and, you know, the first half there, we had lots of shots, loads and loads of shots, and they just kept drifting wide. Like, and, you know, second half then, it was a wee bit harder scoring up that top end, but again, we probably... You know, we'd have gone, you know, some forcing some shots then in the second half. Like, you know, we just felt we were under pressure and we had to get scores then. And the harder we tried then, just the worse it seemed to get. Like.
Yeah, and a cliche is maybe a game of two halves. You know, it's completely flipped. You know, Tyrone had 1 point in the first half. He had 1 point in the second half, and not even from play. They came out all guns blazing in the second half and really put it up against you.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, even still going into injury time, we were still there. Like, you know, I know they got there to go four ahead. Then they got that there just right towards the end. But, you know, we just kicked far too many away in the first half. And, you know, you can look at loads and loads of different things, but that's how it went. Like,
yeah, and probably like you have a lot of leaders in that team, and we've seen great form from Donegal over the run of games as well.
Yeah,
probably those guys maybe just didn't stand out there in the second half, and maybe didn't just get going in the second half.
Yeah, you know, kickouts and all that. We were running loads and loads of kickouts, but then we just, it's just again, it just comes down to our wides. Like, you know, that's, you know, if we got another half a dozen of them, you know, it's just, there's a different feel to the game. The boys get more rhythm then, but I think they just tensed up a wee bit then, you know, as the game went on, because they were missing shots, and, you know, they just felt more pressure then. And, you know, Tyrone probably, I think that they probably smelt that then again as well, like, you know. And, you know, they could probably sense it as the game was going on, and, you know, they eventually got ahead of us, like, and it was going to be tough from then on.
A break of momentum, maybe, you know, like the two top teams, the top of the groups, you know, are now out of the running for the Ulster Championship, and then the U's had a rest. Would that have anything to do with maybe the form tonight, maybe the form in the second half?
Nah, not at all, no, I don't think so. Like, you know, you want a home semi-final, you know, it definitely is a big carrot. Like, no, I don't think so, you know, but we were talking about all year, you know, we could go through the group stage and we take where we get. Yes, if you get a home semi-final, I think it is an advantage, and you know, we have no complaints tonight. We just lost it by kicking away far too much, too many wides, like, and that's the bottom line, really.